Everyone has dreams in life. My dream is to have sex with a young hot North Korean girl. Now you know why Kim Jong-un is such a control freak. This is the Drudge Report report for the 6th of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and by the end of this month, I vow to have sex with at least one of my listeners. Then again, I probably should pay more attention to my demographics. Any day now, billions of cicadas will crawl out of the earth on America's east coast after 17 years underground. It really is the zombie apocalypse, minus the hot babes. Since 1996, there have been a few feet underground, sucking on tree roots and living like corpses. The cicadas will then emerge from the ground once soil temperatures reach precisely 64 degrees. They will then spend a few weeks up in the trees procreating before dying and leaving that tiny hole in the ground to their offspring, not to return until 2030. For some reason, this reminds me of my high school prom. You know, the one I didn't go to. Rush Limbaugh insists it's not his fault that ad revenue has dropped at his flagship WABC radio station. He probably blames the Muslims. He's even gone as far as to suggest ending his affiliation agreement with Cumulus Media at the end of this year, if they continue blaming him on falling revenue. Should he leave, 40 Cumulus-owned radio stations would lose the rights to the most popular talk radio program in the country. Move aside, fat man. The Reed's in town and I've got so much swagger, I'm a net exporter of cool, said no one ever. Conservationists have warned that Hong Kong may risk losing its prized Chinese white dolphin, also known as the pink dolphin, due to pollution and other factors. If you can't even name a dolphin properly with the right colour, it's most likely an indication that they probably deserve to die. The white dolphin population has nearly halved in little under a decade to just 78 in 2011. Listen, we get it, you like eating endangered species, but fried rice and dim sims are good enough. Let's leave it at that. No need to sprinkle any white dolphin powder. Or was it pink dolphin powder? Who even knows anymore? Middle Eastern and North African-based criminal hackers are preparing cyber attacks this week against the websites of high-profile US government agencies, banks and other companies, according to the Department of Homeland Security. While you're at it, can you help me buy some black market heroin online? I'd tell you my address, but I think the feds might be listening. Nothing like a good laugh to start off the day to persevere through the rape and pillage of the common citizen. Californians are preparing for a prolonged season of wildfires after an unusually dry winter that left millions of acres of scrub bush in the most popular US state primed to burn. More than 840 wildfires have taken their toll since January, 320 more than the five-year average. If only we were dolphins, we could live in the sea and have sex with mermaids. It's true, I watched a lot of cartoons as a child. Food stamps are great for those who like to have their dignity stamped once a fortnight. However, the non-profit Pet Food Stamps program is looking to help provide food for the pets of low-income families. According to petfoodstamps.org, there are some 50 million Americans who currently receive food stamps, and each year 7 million pets are surrendered to shelters because of their inability to provide care. Why can't we just do the Chinese thing and eat our pets? Never trust a Chinese dog groomer. Having Scruffy roll around in a giant-sized wok doesn't constitute grooming. It turns out that Al Gore could be worth more than $200 million. I just thought some starving children might want to know. Then again, it really is my responsibility to feed the kids. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching a $140 million ad campaign to lure businesses to the Empire State. Why the concern? The campaign is being funded with money drawn from the federal disaster aid received in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And you honestly wonder why this show works. Police received a call Sunday night about gunshots fired near a park where singer Jennifer Lopez and rapper Pitbull were filming a new music video. The news story gained attention when people confused the singer with someone important, like Katy Perry. Syria have threatened retaliation against Israel after an aerial strike on the outskirts of Damascus. Well, what on earth do you expect, you bunch of trigger-happy fools? Not that Israel really care. The United States was not given any warning before the airstrikes in Syria, despite the inherent need to fund the country with trillions of US dollars. Syria have said that they'll, quote, choose the moment to strike back. Despite killing several Syrian soldiers in the blast, Israel have sought to play down the attack as a strike against regime ally Hezbollah. While we're at it, I too am also from Hezbollah. I believe in the Quran because I'm a mindless dickhead. Let the farce play itself out. Feel free to die in the name of whatever god, because I'm sure that's what he would have wanted. A former South Carolina Republican, Jim DeMint, has said that the new immigration reform bill will cost trillions, precisely $6.3 trillion, an estimate from a study undertaken by the Conservative Heritage Foundation, whom Jim seems to be heading. Of course, this is assuming that 11 million illegal immigrants in the US are granted legal status. Jimmy Boy has even been quoted as saying, "I think if people read the bill, it will be blocked," as per usual, making the false assumption that Americans can read, let alone an uneducated Mexican male who doesn't even speak English. Tens of thousands of people turned out to a protest in central Moscow on Monday, marking 1 year since a demonstration ahead of Vladimir Putin's Kremlin inauguration ended in mass arrests. That's right, I say Moscow, because I'm a faggot. The United Nations Twitter account has roughly 1.5 million followers, and of the 537 accounts that they're following, it's been discovered that one of them is a certain Penelope Black Diamond, a busty porn star. Yes, because that's what's going to solve world poverty, silicon-infested breast milk. It's 20% more nutritional than the milk from less inclined sluts, and it's been discovered that black children prefer the firmness of the white breast. When I think about it, I'm probably going to hell. Quote, President Obama at a commencement address to the graduating class of Ohio State University. "Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn you that tyranny is always lurking around the corner. You should reject these voices," unquote. That's right, future children. Eat up the propaganda, because it'll be your last meal for a long time that didn't bear the food stamp's name. NASA have said that setting foot on Mars by 2030 is human destiny, and that it should be a US priority. Yes, says the nerd who still wears his mother's Christmas sweaters. Perhaps your priority should be to get laid, because I wasn't aware human destiny was, by definition, sitting in front of a computer screen for 20 hours a day. Prescription drug maker Pfizer Incorporated has said that they will now allow the purchase of Viagra online, meaning customers will no longer have to face a pharmacist in order to function like a real man. Maybe you should consider a new wife, you know, one with distinguishable features, like a face perhaps. If she can't make you horny, maybe you should join our good friends at NASA. Police in Brazil are looking for a man who raped a woman on a moving Rio de Janeiro bus. Gee, the coming Football World Cup and the Olympics in 2016 should be a real blast. Yes, let's hope the improvised explosive doesn't kill you. The re-election campaign for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is receiving unprecedented support, mostly from his stomach, but you won't hear that from the mainstream media. On Monday, he filed nearly $6.2 million in funds raised from an unprecedented 14,260 contributors. If you'd like to donate money to this show, I promise that it will most likely go towards drugs. A new needle would be nice, so I can inject some more of them marijuanas. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 6th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and like most desperate males post-economic depression, have started using their left hand.